size of the building now.
Now, what kind of movement is in the locker room after bringing in like that, to know that you could have two very serious injuries on the team?
Yeah, it's a little, it was bittersweet a little bit. The guys are obviously excited for the win to be 6-1. But then, the realization is, we got a couple guys that got nicked up in this game, and we don't know the extent yet. But, this is a resilient group, and we've seen it already, in the first 2 months of the season. And it's a great testament to the guys again tonight for battling and finishing the game.
If JP is indeed out for a substantial amount of time, will you move Lane over to left tackle or just leave him at right tackle and put Big Day in?
Yeah, I don't know yet. Something we'll evaluate this week. It's as you guys know, back in the spring, and we talked about possibly having a plan that way. But we'll evaluate it this week and make a decision at least by Wednesday before we practice again.
Your team and Carson had poor starts. What did they say about your team and Carson that you didn't have a poor finish?
Well, I just think, again, it's the resiliency of this football team. And, yeah, it was a sluggish start. We've had a lot of time off, and that's one of the things that I sort of messaged to the team was exactly what happened. And you have to try to guard against that. But the fact that they hung in there, battled, tied the game at 3 and then scored a couple touchdowns again before the half, and then just kept plugging away and kept battling, hanging in there, and again learning how to finish is the key in finishing these games.
Will Carson take another step forward tonight, 4 touchdown passes after a tough start, and making good decisions and making deep throws and short throws and runs?
I just think that he played extremely well tonight. He understands, the game plan. Listen, he studies and prepares like I've never seen before in a quarterback. And to be this young and to hang in there and take shot after shot, it's just amazing to me that a lot of guys would probably duck and run or throw the ball away, or that's just not in him. That's just not his demeanor. And he's going to continue to shoot the ball down the field. And you just see his mental and physical toughness, and it's fun. It's fun to watch when it's clicking like that, and he's playing that well.
Doug, how tough is it to stay patient when your offense got off to the start they got and stayed with the game plan?
It's not. It was early in the game, obviously, and we went backwards. That first series It was early in the game, so we were just going to stick to our guns and stick to the game plan and be patient with the run game, and we felt like things would click, and it's just again the trust and the guys just knowing everything was going to be fine. They did it again tonight. They offensively they'd come off the field and hey we're okay, we got it. We'll make a couple adjustments and go back out. So resiliency by the team. Keep saying that over and over, but it really showed, especially early in the game.
What was your view of that touchdown pass to Corey Clement? Could you see Carson? It didn't look like any way out there.
Yeah, a couple times tonight. On that one particularly, my eyes were in the pocket, obviously, and then when it collapsed, I thought that maybe at that time it was going to be a sack, and then next thing the ball's coming out, and my eyes went right to Corey. Initially, my eyes were on Corey because he kind of popped right at the snap, and Carson didn't see him at first, but was able to stay in the pocket and throw the ball, and just a great, one of the best plays I've seen in a long, long time. Two guys making a play, two young guys making that type of a play on this such of a big stage.
After Jason went down, considering the way the sideline was at that time, what was the importance of scoring on that drive?
Well, it was important, because it was still relatively tight ball game, and we just needed to continue and stick with the game plan, trust each other, take some shots when we could, and still be patient in the run game. But it was important that we finish that drive and get something out of it.
Now, on the
First touchdown to Hollins, looked like you started that drive with the hurry up. Was that a way of trying to get things going a little bit?
Yeah, it was just a way of just, finding that rhythm, which is something we've done, first couple months of the season. And I think it's good to get the big guys rolling a little bit, and some of the quick throws, Carson, the ball's out of his hand, and we can just run the hurry up. But we kind of were misfiring a little bit up to that point, and that kind of got us on track.
When JP was being carted off, just about the whole team went out to push him well. What does he mean to the team from a respect and leadership standpoint?
I mean, he's he means a ton, to that football team, to that locker room in there. He's a tremendous leader, we'll just have to see tomorrow where he's at. But, you just see the respect of the guys. You see the respect of the fans, with a guy like that, an all-pro left tackle who's been in this business a long time, and the toughness that he plays with every single week. And, he plays nicked up every single week, and there's no complaining out of him. And you just see the respect from the team, coaches, the fans, even the Redskins tonight. Some of the players were wishing him well, obviously, at that time.
Can you give more details about either injury?
Not yet. We'll find out more tomorrow.
So you guys have the best record in the league. But do you think about being, quote-unquote, the best team in the league at this point? And if not, can you take any satisfaction from at least knowing that your team is very complete, balanced, and deep?
I quite honestly, I don't think of necessarily being 6-1. I think of it as just getting better each week. We have to win each week. We have to be 1-0 each week. That was our challenge this past week for going into this game. We don't talk about those types of things outside of the building. I mean, everything about it is internal. Everything we talk about is just winning the week, winning each day, coming to work every day. And if we take care of those things, the record, all that will handle itself. We try not to get caught up in it. It's harder, though. Every time you do win a game, it is harder. And the bullseye on our back becomes bigger, and it just becomes a challenge every week. And that's a tribute to the guys in the locker room. They're up for the challenge every time, and they proved it again tonight.
Michael Kendricks was a scratch tonight. How close was he to playing, and what's the severity of his injury? Do you foresee him playing next week?
Yeah, he was close. He was close. I think he'll be ready to go this week, and we'll evaluate him again tomorrow and get him ready to go. But he was close.
The ball placement for West right there at the top of the numbers, the face mask on the slant routes, and it's kind of a sign of his improvement with throwing the spots. Do you feel like he's taking a tremendous step forward with that, throwing the tight spots?
Yeah, his accuracy has really improved. From last year, it's one of the things he worked on and focused on, obviously. And he's got a hot hand. And we talk about accuracy, timing, decision making with quarterbacks. And he's in a good rhythm. And a lot of times it happens with quick throws and getting the ball out of his hand. But his deep ball accuracy right now is also something that he's worked on. You can see it with all the guys down the field. The touchdown to Mack, throw to Alshon, and obviously the throws to Ertz. Just things he continues to work on, and that accuracy is going to continue to get better, and we'll be able to stay on the field a lot more, especially on third down.
Okay, thanks,
guys.